And this time on Culture File, accidental icons. Niall Sweeney is an artist and designer whose work has long been unavoidable on the streets and in the clubs of Dublin. He's created typefaces, biscuit boxes, exhibitions, posters and street signs, working with and for friends such as Panty and photographer Eamon Doyle, with whom he created an installation which was the hit of the 2016 Arles Photographic Festival. His designs can be high-tech or mordantly comic, digital deco or gene splice Celtic, but they're always powered with a spooky, compulsive energy. A new exhibition of his work, I Am the Cosmos, opens Hen's Teeth's new Dublin base next week, providing ample excuse to talk to Niall Sweeney about his practice, yeah, even if he hates that word.
There's a pile of them here, they're all tissued up. They're all very, you know, the colour's amazing. The print quality is incredible. I'm very happy with these altogether.
So my name is Niall Sweeney. I'm a designer and artist originally from Dublin, living in London now, but I spend most of my time running between Dublin and London doing work.
The job here today is to sign the prints because they are limited edition.
Have you been practicing your signature at home then?
It's a funny one, the signature, you know. And I always remember as a kid, you know, you try and work it out because you think it's the thing you need to be an adult, strangely enough, you know. And I guess you used to know that someday I'll have a checkbook and I'll need to be signing things or whatever. I've realised over time, I wouldn't describe myself as a designer, as a graphic designer. And in some ways, I don't want to be a professional. This would ruin my career. I don't want to be a professional designer. What I mean is I'm not interested in being a designer, as in, you know, in capitals. It's the work that I'm really interested in. It's an obvious thing to say, but I'm totally fascinated by this idea that a line can infer a mood or an emotion. You know, and at what point does it do that? These two black dots, at what point do I bring them close enough together that they become eyes and not a technical drawing? Pushing that further, then they have an attitude. It's just the subtleties of drawing and position and colour, you know, and how your mind just goes wild in trying to make meaning out of it, you know, and I love that, you know. Even in the most commercial work that we might do, it's not just design work, there's something else going on, I think, and I think it's part of the sort of friendship, collaborative nature of the work. With Arles, the show in the south of France, we were asked actually during the show when we were given one of the talks, one of the questions was, it's like, oh, how many exhibitions have you had done together before this? Because this seems to be very evolved and has landed, you know, really well. And we were like, none. And then, of course, Eamon said, no, actually, that's not true. What we've been doing for the last 20 years is doing nightclubs together and doing stuff to do with music and other sorts of collaborative gatherings of people, and really, in some ways, it's the same thinking. And you're bringing people into a space, you're creating a, you know, an audiovisual experience, you know, in the same way that when you go to a club, really, you know, in some ways, it's just a different form. I've done clubs with Panty and everything over the years, but when he opened the bar on Capel Street and doing the graphics, really, the posters for it, it was really the same thought that we were doing when we were doing the clubs. It was this push to just make them the best posters ever and to give that joy, you know, that's possible out of something like a really beautiful poster.
We're in Hen's Teeth for an exhibition, which I suppose is another level, but here, kind of, you are the client to yourself, maybe.
That is very odd. I draw all the time, I make stuff all the time, and I guess so much of the, I'm going to refer to, so much of my practice, I hate that term, but is involved with making and doing, and, you know, even comes out again out of the nightclub, running, you know, making nightclubs, making experiences, doing things, because nobody else is going to do it for you. I mean, that's what the 90s for us was about, is building our own stage to dance upon because nobody else was going to build it for us. So I don't see it as in some ways any different. Obviously it is, I'm just doing it for itself. It doesn't go on to be other than itself, if you know what I mean. So there's something lovely about that. And it also, I guess, allows for teasing out thoughts that maybe have not had a place to land elsewhere.
Tell me a bit about I Am the Cosmos. We were having a look at the images there, and one of the striking features is that they often feature icons. There's a set of icons that we maybe are familiar with from if we've seen previous work by you, and they rest on this impossibly black space.
Yeah, and they're icons in all meanings of that, and I guess historically as well. So really going back to very early ideas of symbols that have power, I guess a kind of magic almost, is sort of a slight witchcraft in them somehow.
Looking at the pictures, I was thinking, gosh, these are kind of religious art. And that seems a very strange thing to say about a giant blue stiletto.
Well, you know, it's one of the new gods, right? Or goddesses. So there you go. So that goes back to an idea of icon. It wasn't even a preconceived thought of drawing these, you know, there's a shoe and there's an eye and there's a pair of lips and there's a bastard, I guess. It looks like, it ended up looking like an Egyptian cat goddess, you know. That's not what I set out to do. It's a sort of just the way the light works in the eye and happened first, and it sort of grew around that. It's almost like, you know, having a bit of flesh and you put it in the agar and the body grows around it.
I was talking there to Niall Sweeney, and you can hear an extended version of that conversation with at least 50% more glamour tomorrow evening at 7 in the Culture File Weekly.